Neurofeedback, Essential Terms and Concepts in Practice. Introduction. Neurofeedback represents an advanced branch of biofeedback, focusing on the dynamic monitoring and training of brainwave activity to foster self-regulation and improve various neurological and psychological conditions. This intricate field rests on principles of neuroscience, electrical engineering, and psychology, intertwining them into a practical application that allows individuals to enhance brain functionality consciously. In this expanded lecture, we will delve deeply into the essential terms and concepts that underpin neurofeedback, exploring their theoretical foundations, technical implementations, and clinical applications. By weaving examples relevant to neurofeedback practices, this discussion aims to illuminate the science behind this transformative technology while ensuring a clear explanation of technical jargon. Building blocks of matter. Atoms, the fundamental building blocks of matter, serve as the basis for understanding electrical phenomena in neurofeedback systems. An atom consists of a nucleus, containing positively charged protons and neutrally charged neutrons, surrounded by a cloud of negatively charged electrons. These electrons, which orbit the nucleus at varying energy levels, play a crucial role in the generation of electrical currents. When electrons move from one atom to another, they create a flow of electric charge, forming the foundation of neurofeedback instrumentation. The atomic number of an atom, defined by the number of protons in its nucleus, distinguishes one element from another. For example, hydrogen, the simplest element, has one proton, while oxygen has eight. The atomic weight, on the other hand, is the sum of protons and neutrons. These properties determine the behavior of atoms in chemical and electrical reactions, directly influencing the materials used in neurofeedback devices, such as electrodes and conductive gels. Atoms can lose or gain electrons, becoming charged particles called ions. Positively charged ions, or cations, and negatively charged ions, or anions, are central to the biological processes underlying EEG signals. For instance, the movement of sodium, Na+, potassium, K+, and chloride, Cl, ions across neuronal membranes generates the electrical potentials recorded in neurofeedback. Understanding the interplay of these ions provides insights into the physiological basis of brain activity. In the context of neurofeedback, materials such as silver-silver chloride electrodes utilize ionic exchange processes to enhance signal quality. These electrodes interact with the ions in conductive gels to maintain stable and accurate readings of EEG signals. This atomic-level interaction is critical for ensuring the reliability of neurofeedback training sessions, making atomic theory foundational to the field. Electric current. Electric current, the flow of charged particles, is the cornerstone of neurofeedback technology. Current is measured in amperes, A, and represents the rate at which electrons move through a conductor. In neurofeedback devices, this movement allows for the detection, amplification, and transmission of weak biological signals, such as those from the brain. Without a consistent and well-regulated current, the precision required for effective neurofeedback would not be achievable. The generation of electric current depends on the availability of free electrons in a material. Conductive materials, such as copper and silver, allow electrons to move freely, facilitating the transmission of electrical signals. These conductors are integral to the circuitry of neurofeedback equipment. In contrast, insulators, like rubber or the epidermal layer of the skin, resist electron flow, which can hinder signal acquisition. Understanding these properties helps clinicians prepare electrode sites to reduce resistance and improve signal quality. Biological currents differ from those in traditional electronics because they involve the movement of positively or negatively charged mineral ions such as sodium and potassium rather than electrons. For instance, the ionic currents generated by neurons during synaptic transmission are what EEG devices capture and convert into electronic currents by measuring the positive to negative electrical difference between two scalp electrodes, which typically shifts direction several times per second, resulting in the wave patterns of EEG frequencies, i.e., how frequently does the wave shift occur. This conversion allows for the visualization and analysis of brainwave patterns, forming the basis of neurofeedback training. In practical applications, ensuring a stable current flow is essential for accurate neurofeedback. Fluctuations or interruptions in current can introduce artifacts, making it difficult to interpret EEG data. Techniques such as impedance testing and the use of high-quality conductive materials minimize these issues, ensuring that the electric current measured is a true representation of the brain's activity. Conductors and insulators. Conductors and insulators are essential concepts in understanding how neurofeedback systems operate. Conductors are materials that allow the free flow of electrons, making them ideal for transmitting electrical signals. Copper, commonly used in EEG device wiring, is an excellent conductor due to its high electron mobility and low resistance. This property ensures that the weak signals generated by the brain are transmitted to the neurofeedback device without significant loss. Insulators, on the other hand, resist the flow of electrons and are used to protect and stabilize electrical systems. For instance, the outer coating of electrode wires is typically made from insulating materials such as rubber or plastic. These insulators prevent unintended current flow, which could introduce noise or compromise the safety of the system. In neurofeedback, insulators also play a role in maintaining the integrity of signal acquisition by reducing interference from external electrical sources. Biological tissues exhibit varying conductive properties. For example, interstitial fluid, rich in electrolytes, acts as a natural conductor, allowing ionic currents to propagate through the body. In contrast, the epidermis serves as a natural insulator, which can impede signal transmission. This is why skin preparation, including cleaning and abrading, is crucial in reducing impedance and enhancing signal quality during neurofeedback sessions. Understanding the balance between conductors and insulators helps clinicians optimize neurofeedback setups. By ensuring that conductors efficiently transmit signals and insulators effectively block unwanted currents, practitioners can maximize the accuracy and reliability of EEG recordings, which are critical for successful neurofeedback outcomes. Measuring current. Measuring current in neurofeedback systems provides valuable insights into the electrical activity of the brain. Current is the rate of electron flow through a conductor and is measured in amperes. In biological systems, the flow of ionic currents generated by neuronal activity is detected and measured by EEG devices, forming the basis for neurofeedback training. Current measurement requires highly sensitive equipment capable of detecting minute changes in electrical activity. EEG amplifiers are designed to measure these changes with precision, capturing signals as small as microamperes. This sensitivity allows neurofeedback systems to monitor and analyze specific brainwave frequencies, enabling targeted interventions for various psychological and neurological conditions. The accuracy of current measurements depends on the quality of the electrical connections in the neurofeedback system. High-quality electrodes and conductive gels minimize resistance at the electrode-skin interface, ensuring that the recorded current accurately reflects the brain's activity. Additionally, impedance testing is used to confirm that the electrical pathway is optimized for signal transmission. In clinical practice, current measurement serves as the foundation for real-time feedback. By continuously monitoring the electrical activity of the brain, neurofeedback systems provide users with immediate insights into their mental states. This feedback allows individuals to adjust their brainwave patterns consciously, promoting self-regulation and improving outcomes in conditions such as ADHD, anxiety, and chronic pain. DC and AC, direct current, DC, and alternating current, AC, are two types of electrical currents used in neurofeedback systems. DC flows in a single direction and is commonly used in systems that measure steady-state signals, such as skin conductance levels. AC, on the other hand, reverses direction periodically and is essential for capturing dynamic signals, such as EEG activity. DC signals are particularly useful in measuring slow cortical potentials, SCPs, which are gradual shifts in cortical excitability. These signals provide insights into brain state regulation and have been used in neurofeedback training for conditions like epilepsy. SCP training involves teaching individuals to consciously control these slow potentials, enhancing their ability to modulate brain activity. AC signals are the backbone of EEG recordings, as brainwave frequencies naturally oscillate in an alternating manner. These oscillations, ranging from slow delta waves to fast gamma waves, are analyzed to understand brain function and design targeted neurofeedback protocols. For instance, theta-beta ratio training for ADHD focuses on reducing excessive theta activity while enhancing beta activity using AC-based measurements. The choice between DC and AC in neurofeedback depends on the specific application and the physiological signals of interest. By understanding the unique properties of these currents, practitioners can tailor neurofeedback interventions to meet the needs of their clients, maximizing therapeutic efficacy. Electromotive force, EMF. Electromotive force, EMF, is the driving factor behind the movement of electrons in any circuit, including neurofeedback systems. It represents the electrical potential difference that creates and sustains an electric current. EMF is measured in volts and is crucial for understanding how power is generated and transmitted in neurofeedback devices. A common example of EMF in action is a battery within a neurofeedback device. The battery has two poles, one positive and one negative. The potential difference between these poles creates a force that pushes electrons through the circuit, powering the neurofeedback system. This movement ensures that EEG signals are amplified and processed efficiently. In biological systems, a similar concept applies. The potential difference across a neuron's membrane drives the movement of ions, generating the action potentials that form the basis of EEG signals. By understanding the principles of EMF, clinicians can better appreciate how neurofeedback systems replicate and enhance these natural processes to provide real-time feedback. In neurofeedback, maintaining a stable EMF ensures that the system functions optimally. Fluctuations in EMF can lead to inconsistencies in signal processing, affecting the accuracy of feedback. Advanced neurofeedback devices are designed to regulate EMF, ensuring consistent performance during training sessions. This regulation highlights the importance of EMF in both the biological and technological aspects of neurofeedback. Voltage. Voltage, also referred to as electric potential difference, is a fundamental concept in neurofeedback systems. It represents the force that drives the movement of electrons or ions in a circuit and is measured in volts. In neurofeedback, voltage is crucial for understanding the brain's electrical activity, as EEG devices detect voltage fluctuations across the scalp that correspond to neuronal firing patterns. In practice, EEG recordings capture voltage differences between two points on the scalp, typically between an active electrode and a reference electrode. These voltage differences are a direct result of synchronized neuronal activity in the brain. For example, the rhythmic firing of cortical neurons produces oscillations that are represented as brainwaves, such as alpha or theta waves, each associated with specific mental states. Voltage fluctuations in neurofeedback are often in the microvolt range, necessitating highly sensitive equipment for accurate detection. Amplifiers in neurofeedback systems enhance these small signals to levels suitable for processing and feedback. This process ensures that even subtle changes in brain activity are captured and translated into meaningful visual or auditory feedback for the user. Understanding voltage is not only critical for signal acquisition but also for device safety. Neurofeedback systems are designed to operate within safe voltage limits to prevent harm to users. Proper grounding and insulation further ensure that voltage fluctuations do not pose a risk, highlighting the importance of voltage management in both the physiological and technological aspects of neurofeedback. Watts. The watt is the unit of power in electrical systems, representing the rate at which energy is transferred or consumed. In neurofeedback, power measurements provide insights into the energy dynamics of brain activity, particularly when analyzing EEG data. Power is calculated as the product of voltage and current and is expressed in watts. Power spectral density, PSD, is a common analysis in neurofeedback where the EEG signal is decomposed into its frequency components to measure the power of each band, such as delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. For example, increased power in the theta band might indicate a state of relaxation or drowsiness, while heightened beta power is often associated with focus and alertness. In neurofeedback training, monitoring power changes in specific frequency bands allows practitioners to tailor interventions to individual needs. For instance, alpha-theta training for stress reduction involves increasing components of both the alpha and theta frequency bands, usually 6 to 8 or 6 to 9 Hz, while decreasing the low end of theta, 4 to 6 Hz, and the upper end of alpha, 8 or 9 to 12 Hz, promoting a relaxed but alert state. This technique is particularly effective in managing anxiety and enhancing meditative practices. From a technical perspective, understanding power consumption in neurofeedback devices ensures efficient and reliable operation. Modern systems are designed to minimize power usage while maintaining high performance, enabling longer sessions and portability. This balance between power efficiency and functionality is critical for advancing neurofeedback technology. Resistance. Resistance, measured in ohms, is a property of materials that opposes the flow of electric current. In neurofeedback systems, resistance plays a pivotal role in determining the quality of signal acquisition and the efficiency of the electrical circuit. High resistance at the electrode-skin interface can degrade signal quality, leading to inaccurate feedback and reduced training efficacy. The skin's natural properties often contribute to resistance in EEG recordings. Factors such as dryness, oil, and dead skin cells can increase resistance, necessitating proper skin preparation. Techniques such as cleaning the electrode sites with alcohol and using conductive gels help reduce resistance, ensuring a stable connection and high-quality signal. In neurofeedback, resistance also affects the calibration of the system. Impedance, which combines resistance and reactance, is monitored to ensure that electrode connections are optimal. Impedance values below 5 kΩ are generally considered acceptable for most neurofeedback applications, providing a good balance between signal fidelity and user comfort. Modern amplifiers with high input impedance can function accurately with a higher skin-to-electrode impedance, eliminating the need for cleaning techniques that penetrate the skin. Understanding resistance extends to the design of neurofeedback devices. Components are selected to minimize internal resistance, enhancing the efficiency of signal amplification and processing. Practitioners and engineers can ensure that neurofeedback systems deliver accurate and reliable results by addressing resistance at both the physiological and technological levels. Conductance. Conductance is the reciprocal of resistance, measuring a material's ability to allow the flow of electric current. It is expressed in Siemens, S, and is a critical parameter in neurofeedback, particularly in evaluating the quality of electrode skin contact. High conductance indicates that electrical signals can flow freely, enhancing the accuracy of EEG recordings. In practice, conductance is influenced by the properties of the skin and the electrode materials. Hydration levels, skin preparation, and the use of conductive gels all contribute to improved conductance. For instance, ensuring that the skin is clean and slightly abraded before electrode placement significantly enhances conductance, reducing signal loss and artifacts. Electrode design also plays a role in maximizing conductance. Silver-silver chloride electrodes are commonly used in neurofeedback due to their high conductivity and stability. These electrodes facilitate efficient signal transfer, ensuring that the subtle electrical activity of the brain is accurately captured and amplified for analysis. Conductance is not only important for signal acquisition but also for ensuring user comfort during neurofeedback sessions. Low conductance setups may require higher voltages to overcome resistance, potentially causing discomfort. By optimizing conductance, practitioners can provide a seamless and effective training experience, highlighting its importance in neurofeedback's clinical and technical aspects. Ohm's Law. Ohm's Law is a fundamental principle in electrical engineering, stating that the current through a conductor is directly proportional to the voltage across it and inversely proportional to its resistance. Mathematically, it is expressed as I equals V slash R, where I is current, V is voltage, and R is resistance. This law is essential for understanding and optimizing the electrical circuits in neurofeedback systems. In neurofeedback, Ohm's law is applied to monitor and adjust the electrical parameters of the system. For example, if resistance at the electrode-skin interface is high, the current may decrease, leading to weaker signals. By reducing resistance through proper skin preparation or adjusting the voltage, practitioners can ensure that the system operates within optimal parameters. Ohm's law also guides the design and troubleshooting of neurofeedback devices. Engineers use this principle to select components that balance voltage, current, and resistance, ensuring reliable performance. For instance, amplifiers in the system must be capable of handling the voltage and current requirements without introducing distortion or noise. Understanding Ohm's law allows practitioners to interpret impedance measurements effectively. By analyzing the relationship between resistance and voltage, they can identify potential issues in the setup and make necessary adjustments. This knowledge ensures that neurofeedback systems deliver accurate and consistent results, emphasizing the practical importance of this foundational principle. Impedance. Impedance is a critical factor in neurofeedback, encompassing resistance and reactance within an electrical circuit. It represents the opposition to the flow of alternating current, AC, and is measured in ohms. Impedance plays a vital role in EEG signal acquisition, where achieving a low impedance at the electrode-skin interface is essential for obtaining high-quality recordings. In neurofeedback systems, impedance values provide a measure of the effectiveness of the electrical connection between electrodes and the scalp. High impedance can result from poor skin preparation, insufficient conductive paste or gel, or inadequate electrode placement. Such issues introduce noise and weaken the signal, reducing the reliability of the feedback provided to the user. Optimal impedance levels, generally below 5 kΩ, ensure that the recorded EEG signals accurately reflect the brain's activity, though values as high as 20 kΩ are acceptable for modern amplifiers. Reactance, a component of impedance, arises from the interaction of AC with capacitance and inductance in the circuit. The scalp and electrodes exhibit capacitive properties that can affect the EEG signal's phase and amplitude. Neurofeedback devices incorporate specialized amplifiers and circuits to mitigate the effects of reactance, preserving the integrity of the recorded signals. Regular impedance checks during neurofeedback sessions help maintain signal quality and system performance. By monitoring impedance, clinicians can identify and address connection issues promptly, ensuring that the neurofeedback process remains effective and reliable. This attention to impedance underscores its importance in the technical and practical aspects of neurofeedback. DC offset. DC offset refers to a persistent voltage shift in an electrical signal, often caused by imbalance or drift in the input electrodes of an EEG system. In neurofeedback, minimizing DC offset is crucial for accurate signal processing and interpretation, as unchecked offset can obscure meaningful brainwave activity. DC offset can arise from various factors, including electrode polarization, temperature changes, and biological variations at the skin electrode interface. For example, sweat or movement artifacts can introduce shifts in the baseline voltage, complicating the analysis of EEG signals. Neurofeedback systems employ high-pass filters to reduce the impact of DC offset, allowing only the relevant AC components of the EEG to pass through. However, amplifiers with higher bit values, greater than 24 bits, and the analog-to-digital converters have extended range, sometimes called headroom, and can accommodate significant voltage fluctuations in the DC signal without being saturated, eliminating the need to filter this important information in practical terms. Monitoring DC offset during nerve feedback sessions ensures the stability and accuracy of the feedback provided. Excessive offset may indicate issues with electrode placement or skin preparation, prompting clinicians to adjust the setup. Regular calibration of neurofeedback devices further minimizes offset, enhancing the reliability of the system. Understanding DC offset also aids in interpreting slow cortical potentials, SCPs, which are low-frequency signals used in specific neurofeedback protocols. By distinguishing between true SCP activity and offset-related artifacts, practitioners can deliver more precise training, improving outcomes for conditions like epilepsy and ADHD. Ohm's Law for AC Circuits. Ohm's Law, when applied to AC circuits, incorporates the effects of impedance, providing a more comprehensive understanding of current flow in alternating current systems. The modified formula, I=V/C, relates current, I, to voltage, V, and impedance, Z, where impedance includes both resistance and reactance. This principle is crucial for designing and optimizing neurofeedback devices, which rely on AC to process EEG signals. In neurofeedback, AC signals represent the brain's oscillatory activity across various frequency bands. Understanding how impedance affects these signals allows engineers to design circuits that preserve signal integrity. For instance, amplifiers must account for the capacitive and inductive properties of the electrodes and scalp, ensuring that the recorded EEG accurately reflects neuronal activity. Clinicians also benefit from applying Ohm's Law to AC circuits. By monitoring impedance during neurofeedback sessions, they can identify issues that may distort the signal, such as electrode detachment or excessive reactance. Adjusting electrode placement or preparation can restore optimal impedance levels, enhancing the quality of the feedback. Ohm's Law for AC circuits highlights the interplay between electrical and physiological factors in neurofeedback. By integrating this principle into both device design and clinical practice, practitioners can ensure that neurofeedback systems deliver precise and effective results, supporting the advancement of the field. Open and closed circuits. The concepts of open and closed circuits are fundamental to the operation of neurofeedback systems. A closed circuit allows continuous current flow, enabling the system to function as intended. In contrast, an open circuit disrupts this flow, preventing the device from capturing or processing EEG signals. In neurofeedback, a closed circuit is established when electrodes are properly connected to the scalp, the amplifier, and the system's ground. This configuration ensures that electrical signals from the brain travel through the circuit, where they are amplified, filtered, and analyzed. Any disruption in the connections, such as a loose electrode, creates an open circuit, interrupting the flow of current and compromising the feedback process. Practitioners often encounter open circuits during neurofeedback sessions, particularly if electrodes lose contact due to movement or insufficient conductive gel. Monitoring the system's impedance helps detect such issues, allowing clinicians to address them promptly. Restoring a closed circuit is essential for maintaining the accuracy and reliability of the neurofeedback system. The distinction between open and closed circuits also informs the design of neurofeedback devices. Engineers incorporate safeguards, such as impedance monitoring and alert systems, to detect and resolve open circuits. These features enhance the user experience and ensure that neurofeedback training proceeds without interruptions, reinforcing the importance of circuit integrity in the practice. Short circuit. A short circuit occurs when an unintended low resistance pathway allows excessive current to flow, bypassing the intended circuit components. In neurofeedback, short circuits pose significant risks to the system and the user, making their prevention a critical consideration in device design and operation. Short circuits can result from equipment malfunctions, such as damaged wires or improperly connected electrodes. These issues can lead to inaccurate EEG recordings, as the electrical signals bypass the intended amplification and filtering processes. In severe cases, a short circuit can damage the neurofeedback device or expose the user to electrical hazards. Neurofeedback systems incorporate protective features such as ground fault interrupt, GFI, circuits to mitigate these risks. GFI circuits detect imbalances in current flow and immediately shut down the system, preventing harm. Optical isolation, another safety measure, separates the user from the electrical components of the device, eliminating the risk of current leakage. Practitioners also play a role in preventing short circuits by regularly inspecting and maintaining neurofeedback equipment. Ensuring that wires, electrodes, and connectors are in good condition minimizes the likelihood of shorts. By combining robust design with diligent maintenance, neurofeedback systems can operate safely and effectively, prioritizing user safety without compromising performance. EEG recording. EEG recording is the cornerstone of neurofeedback, providing the real-time monitoring of electrical activity generated by the brain. Electroencephalography captures the voltage fluctuations produced by synchronized neuronal firing, offering insights into the brain's oscillatory patterns. These recordings are instrumental in assessing mental states and tailoring neurofeedback protocols. In neurofeedback, electrodes are strategically placed on the scalp to detect electrical activity from specific cortical regions. The sensors, commonly called the active and reference, are in fact a positive and a negative electrode. Both represent identical, balanced inputs to the amplifier, which measures the difference in voltage between them and produces the EEG signal displayed. In truth, either or both electrodes can often be used over a site of interest or over a neutral site. In some systems, the negative electrode must be used on the neutral site if that is selected, though this has become less common. Additionally, many sensor arrangements, known as montages, compare pairs of electrodes that are each on active EEG-producing sites, rather than one being on a neutral site. In these cases, the sensors both measure neural activity and the resulting signal represents the difference between the two active sites. All EEG recordings are conducted this way due to the requirements of the differential amplifier. The ground electrode provides a return pathway to the client from the amplifier, thus closing the circuit, and is more appropriately called the reference, since it does not represent an earth ground. This arrangement also stabilizes the system and ensures accurate differentiation of signals while minimizing noise and artifacts. The quality of EEG recordings depends heavily on the electrode-skin interface. Factors such as skin impedance, hydration, and electrode material influence the reliability of the signals captured. Proper preparation, including cleaning and applying conductive gel, enhances signal fidelity. Additionally, advanced technologies like dry electrodes are gaining popularity, offering convenience while maintaining acceptable signal quality. Understanding the principles of EEG recording allows clinicians to interpret brainwave patterns effectively. For instance, variations in alpha and beta wave activity can indicate relaxation or alertness, respectively. This information is critical in designing personalized neurofeedback sessions, where the goal is to modulate specific brainwave frequencies to achieve desired outcomes. Electrodes. Electrodes are the primary interface between the neurofeedback system and the user, translating ionic currents from the brain into measurable electrical signals. They come in various types, including silver-silver chloride, gold-plated, tin, and dry electrodes, each with unique advantages and applications. The choice of electrodes significantly impacts the quality of EEG recordings and the overall effectiveness of neurofeedback. Silver-silver chloride, AG/AGCl, coated electrodes are widely used due to their stability and low noise characteristics. Solid sintered AG/AGCl electrodes are even better as they don't have a coating that can wear off. These electrodes maintain consistent electrical conductivity, making them suitable for prolonged sessions. Gold-plated electrodes, while more expensive, provide excellent conductivity and are less prone to corrosion, ensuring long-term durability, though the gold coating does wear off with time and use. Solid tin electrodes are often used, particularly for reusable applications such as electrode caps, because they are low cost, physically stable and don't wear. However, their signal characteristics are not as good as other choices and they are particularly prone to DC drift. Dry electrodes offer the advantage of eliminating the need for conductive gels, simplifying setup and reducing preparation time. However, they may not provide the same level of signal fidelity as gel-based electrodes, especially in applications requiring high precision. Recent advancements in electrode technology aim to bridge this gap, improving the performance of dry electrodes in neurofeedback. The placement of electrodes follows standardized systems, such as the International 10-20 system of electrode placement, which maps electrode positions relative to specific brain regions. Accurate placement ensures that the signals captured are representative of the targeted neural activity. This precision is essential for tailoring neurofeedback protocols to individual needs, maximizing therapeutic efficacy, and also for reliable test-retest applications and database comparisons. Recording problems. Recording problems are a common challenge in neurofeedback, often arising from issues with electrode placement, skin preparation, or environmental interference. These problems can compromise the accuracy of EEG recordings, leading to unreliable feedback and suboptimal outcomes. Artifacts, such as those caused by eye blinks, muscle movements, or electrical interference, are among the most significant recording issues. These unwanted signals can obscure genuine brainwave activity, complicating data analysis. Techniques such as artifact rejection algorithms and filtering help mitigate these effects, preserving the integrity of the EEG data. Impedance mismatch between electrodes is another frequent problem. The high impedance at the electrode-skin interface can weaken the signal and increase noise. Regular impedance checks during sessions allow practitioners to identify and address these issues promptly, ensuring consistent signal quality. Environmental factors, such as power line interference or ambient noise, can also affect EEG recordings. Shielded cables and proper grounding of the neurofeedback system help minimize these external influences. Most modern EEG amplifiers are battery-operated, further isolating them from such interference and eliminating the need for a system ground. This is also safer for the client by eliminating any possibility of exposure to line voltage. Connections to the processing computer are generally via fiber optic cable, which uses light to transmit processed information. When direct physical connection to the computer, such as USB, is employed, the connections to the client and to the computer are optically isolated from each other inside the amplifier. By addressing recording problems systematically, practitioners can maintain the reliability and effectiveness of neurofeedback sessions. Recording the EEG with three leads. Recording the EEG with three leads involves the use of an active electrode, a reference electrode, and a ground electrode, more correctly known as positive, negative, and reference. This configuration is the most basic and widely used setup in neurofeedback, providing a balance between simplicity and functionality. The active electrode is placed over the brain region of interest, capturing the electrical signals generated by neuronal activity. The reference electrode, positioned at a neutral site, serves as a baseline for comparison, allowing the system to isolate the activity of the target region. The ground electrode stabilizes the circuit, reducing noise and ensuring signal integrity. This three-lead configuration is particularly effective in capturing the voltage differences that represent brainwave activity. For instance, during alpha-theta training, the active electrode might be placed at a parietal site to monitor relaxation-related alpha waves. The reference electrode ensures that only the relevant signals are amplified and processed. Practitioners often use this configuration in conjunction with impedance monitoring to optimize electrode placement and skin preparation. By ensuring a low impedance connection, the three-lead setup provides reliable and high-quality EEG recordings, forming the foundation for effective neurofeedback training. EEG apparatus. The EEG apparatus in neurofeedback systems consists of several components designed to capture, amplify, and process brainwave activity. These systems integrate advanced technologies to ensure accuracy, reliability, and user safety during neurofeedback sessions. The core components of an EEG apparatus include electrodes, amplifiers, filters, and analog-to-digital converters, ADCs. Electrodes detect the electrical activity of the brain, while amplifiers enhance the weak signals to levels suitable for processing. Filters isolate the frequency bands of interest, such as alpha or beta waves, removing noise and irrelevant signals. Finally, ADCs convert the analog signals into digital data for analysis and feedback. Modern EEG systems often include wireless capabilities, allowing for greater flexibility and comfort during sessions. Wireless telemetry eliminates the need for cumbersome cables, reducing the risk of artifacts caused by movement. Additionally, portable EEG devices enable neurofeedback training in various settings, expanding accessibility and convenience. Safety features, such as ground fault interrupt circuits and optical isolation, are integral to the design of EEG apparatus. These measures protect users from electrical hazards while maintaining signal integrity. By combining robust hardware with advanced signal processing algorithms, EEG apparatuses provide the foundation for effective and user-friendly neurofeedback systems. Signal amplification. Signal amplification is a critical component of neurofeedback systems, enabling the detection and processing of weak EEG signals. The electrical activity generated by the brain is measured in microvolts, which is far too faint to be analyzed without amplification. By increasing the signal strength, amplifiers ensure that even subtle variations in brain activity are captured accurately. Differential amplifiers are commonly used in neurofeedback to enhance signal quality. These amplifiers amplify the voltage difference between the active and reference electrodes while rejecting common mode noise, such as interference from power lines or muscle activity. This noise rejection capability, quantified by the common mode rejection ratio, CMRR, is essential for maintaining signal integrity. Proper calibration of the amplification system is crucial for reliable EEG recordings. Overamplification can introduce distortion, while underamplification may fail to detect significant brainwave activity. Neurofeedback devices in the past were designed with adjustable gain settings to optimize signal amplification for individual users and specific protocols, but this is not necessary with modern EEG amplifiers. Amplification also plays a role in artifact management. By isolating the relevant EEG signals and suppressing unwanted noise, amplifiers contribute to the accuracy and effectiveness of neurofeedback training. This functionality underscores the importance of robust amplification systems in delivering meaningful feedback to users. Differential amplifiers. Differential amplifiers are a cornerstone of neurofeedback systems, enhancing the detection and quality of EEG signals by amplifying the voltage difference between two electrodes, typically the active and reference electrodes. This method suppresses common noise signals present at both electrodes, such as electrical interference and muscle artifacts, ensuring that the resulting data accurately reflects neuronal activity. One of the key performance metrics of a differential amplifier is its common mode rejection ratio, CMRR. A high CMRR, typically exceeding 100 dB, indicates the amplifier's efficiency in rejecting noise. For instance, if power line interference affects both the active and reference electrodes equally, a high CMRR amplifier minimizes its impact on the recorded signal. This capability is particularly critical in neurofeedback, where even minor artifacts can influence training outcomes. Differential amplifiers also play a role in artifact management by isolating EEG signals from unwanted noise. By rejecting common mode signals, these amplifiers ensure that only the relevant brainwave activity is processed and analyzed. This enhances the accuracy of neurofeedback protocols, such as alpha-theta training for stress management, where clear signal differentiation is essential for success. Advancements in amplifier technology continue to improve the precision and reliability of EEG systems. Modern amplifiers incorporate adaptive filtering techniques and real-time calibration, optimizing performance for individual users. These innovations underscore the critical role of differential amplifiers in the ongoing development of neurofeedback technology. The challenges of recording infraslow EEG activity. Recording infraslow EEG activity, characterized by frequencies below 0.1 Hz, presents unique challenges in neurofeedback. These slow cortical potentials, SCPs, reflect shifts in cortical excitability and are associated with various physiological and cognitive processes. Capturing such subtle signals requires specialized equipment and techniques to overcome technical limitations. One of the primary challenges in recording infraslow activity is the susceptibility to drift and noise. Factors such as temperature fluctuations, electrode polarization, and biological artifacts can introduce baseline shifts that obscure SCP's high-quality DC amplifiers, designed to measure steady-state potentials, are essential for mitigating these issues and ensuring accurate recordings. Another challenge lies in distinguishing genuine infraslow signals from artifacts caused by external influences, such as sweat or electrode movement. Advanced filtering methods, such as adaptive signal processing and artifact rejection algorithms, are employed to isolate SCPs from noise. These techniques are critical in applications like epilepsy treatment, where SCP training has shown promise in reducing seizure frequency. The long-time constants required for infraslow activity pose additional difficulties. EEG systems must maintain stability over extended periods to capture these signals accurately. This demands rigorous calibration and high-quality electrode materials to minimize drift and ensure consistent performance. Overcoming these challenges enables practitioners to harness the full potential of SCP-based neurofeedback for therapeutic interventions. Electrode placement significantly affects common mode rejection. Balanced impedance between the active and reference electrodes optimizes noise cancellation, enhancing the accuracy of EEG recordings. Practitioners can achieve this balance through meticulous skin preparation and electrode positioning, minimizing impedance differences that could degrade the system's performance. Common mode rejection also plays a pivotal role in artifact management, particularly in environments with high levels of electrical interference. By isolating relevant EEG signals, this technique ensures that neurofeedback systems deliver precise feedback to users, supporting the success of interventions such as attention training and stress management. The effect of electrode location on common mode rejection. Electrode location is a critical factor influencing the effectiveness of common mode rejection in neurofeedback. Proper placement ensures that the differential amplifier accurately captures the intended signals while minimizing noise from external sources. The choice of electrode sites depends on the target brain region and the specific neurofeedback protocol being implemented. Balanced electrode placement, with equal impedance between active and reference electrodes, is essential for optimal common mode rejection. For instance, placing the reference electrode on a neutral site, such as the mastoid or earlobe, reduces the influence of environmental noise and physiological artifacts. This balance enhances the system's ability to isolate genuine brainwave activity, improving the quality of feedback. However, when the positive, active, electrode is further from the negative, reference, electrode, environmental artifacts may appear less similar to the amplifier and this will degrade the CMR function, allowing more artifact to appear in the signal display. The placement of the ground/reference electrode is also important and placing it at an equal distance from the other two electrodes will enhance CMR. Electrode location also affects user comfort and system stability. Improper placement can lead to discomfort or movement artifacts, compromising the session's success. By prioritizing accurate and balanced placement, practitioners can maximize the benefits of common mode rejection, ensuring that neurofeedback systems deliver precise and effective results. In neurofeedback, differential input impedance becomes particularly important when working with dry or non-conductive electrodes, which may introduce higher baseline impedance. Amplifiers with high input impedance, typically in the range of megohms, effectively accommodate these variations without compromising signal quality. This capability ensures accurate representation of brainwave activity, even under challenging conditions. Low input impedance amplifiers can inadvertently load the EEG signal, leading to attenuation and distortion. Such outcomes hinder the neurofeedback process by providing inaccurate feedback to the user. By contrast, high-impedance systems minimize signal loss and maintain the true characteristics of the EEG, enabling precise modulation of brainwave patterns. Advanced neurofeedback devices integrate input impedance monitoring as part of their calibration protocols. Practitioners can use this feature to optimize electrode placement and preparation, ensuring that the differential input impedance remains within acceptable limits. This attention to impedance enhances the reliability and effectiveness of neurofeedback training sessions, reinforcing its foundational importance in the field. Sampling the EEG signal. Sampling the EEG signal is a critical step in neurofeedback, converting continuous analog brain activity into discrete digital data for analysis. This process involves capturing the voltage at regular intervals, known as the sampling rate, which is measured in Hz/Hc. The accuracy of the neurofeedback system heavily relies on this rate, as it determines how well the system can represent the original signal. According to the Nyquist-Shannon theorem, the sampling rate must be at least twice the highest frequency of interest to avoid aliasing. For EEG signals, which typically include frequencies up to 50 Hz, a minimum sampling rate of 100 Hz is required. However, many neurofeedback systems opt for higher rates, such as 256 Hz or 512 Hz, to capture finer details of brainwave activity and improve feedback precision. The bit depth of the system, representing the resolution of the digital conversion, also affects the quality of the sampled signal. Higher bit depths, such as 16-bit or 24-bit, allow the system to detect smaller voltage variations, providing a more accurate representation of the EEG. This is particularly important in applications targeting subtle brainwave changes, such as theta-beta ratio training for ADHD. Practitioners must ensure that the sampling rate and resolution are appropriate for the neurofeedback protocol being used. Mismatched parameters can lead to loss of critical information or introduce artifacts, compromising the effectiveness of the intervention. By optimizing these factors, neurofeedback systems can deliver precise and meaningful insights into brain activity. Resolution depends on bit depth. The resolution of EEG signals in neurofeedback is determined by the bit depth of the analog-to-digital conversion process. Bit depth refers to the number of bits used to represent each sample data point, with higher values providing greater detail and accuracy. For instance, a 16-bit system can represent 65,536 voltage levels, while a 24-bit system increases this range to over 16 million levels. Higher bit depths allow neurofeedback systems to detect even the smallest variations in brainwave activity, which is crucial for protocols that require precise modulation of specific frequencies. For example, increasing alpha wave amplitude during relaxation training demands high-resolution data to capture subtle changes in the signal accurately. Bit depth also influences the dynamic range of the system, or its ability to differentiate between the weakest and strongest signals without distortion. Neurofeedback systems with low bit depths may struggle to capture both low-amplitude brainwaves and high-amplitude artifacts simultaneously, leading to inaccuracies in feedback. To maximize the effectiveness of neurofeedback training, practitioners should select systems with adequate bit depth for their intended applications. Modern EEG devices typically use 24-bit converters, ensuring high fidelity and reliability across a wide range of neurofeedback protocols. This attention to resolution highlights the importance of bit depth in delivering high-quality training outcomes. Signal properties. Understanding the properties of EEG signals is fundamental to the success of neurofeedback. EEG signals are characterized by their amplitude, frequency, and phase, each providing valuable insights into brain function and guiding neurofeedback protocols. These properties define the unique patterns of brainwave activity associated with different mental states and behaviors. Amplitude, measured in microvolts, represents the strength of the brainwave signal. Variations in amplitude are often targeted in neurofeedback training to enhance or suppress specific brain activities. For instance, increasing alpha wave amplitude is linked to relaxation, while reducing theta amplitude can improve focus in individuals with ADHD. Frequency, measured in hertz, indicates the speed of brainwave oscillations. EEG frequencies are categorized into bands, such as delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma, each associated with distinct cognitive and emotional states. Neurofeedback protocols often aim to modify activity within specific bands, tailoring interventions to the client's needs. Phase refers to the timing relationship between different EEG signals. Phase coherence, or the synchronization of signals across brain regions, plays a role in neurofeedback strategies aimed at improving connectivity and coordination. For example, enhancing phase synchronization in the gamma band has been linked to improved cognitive performance. By analyzing these signal properties, practitioners can design personalized neurofeedback interventions that address the unique neural patterns of each client. This individualized approach underscores the importance of understanding EEG properties in the context of neurofeedback. EEG filters define the signal. Filters are essential tools in neurofeedback, shaping the EEG signal by isolating relevant frequency bands and removing unwanted noise. These filters, categorized as high-pass, low-pass, band-pass, and notch, play a crucial role in enhancing the quality and interpretability of EEG data. High-pass filters remove low-frequency components, such as drift and movement artifacts, while preserving higher-frequency brainwaves. For example, a high-pass filter set at 1 Hz eliminates slow fluctuations caused by sweat or respiration, improving the clarity of the EEG signal. Low-pass filters, in contrast, remove high-frequency noise, such as muscle activity or electrical interference, while retaining lower-frequency brainwaves. A low-pass filter set at 40 Hz might be used to focus on delta, theta, alpha, and beta activity while excluding higher-frequency artifacts. Band-pass filters allow signals within a specific frequency range to pass through while attenuating frequencies outside this range. This is particularly useful in neurofeedback protocols targeting specific brainwave bands, such as alpha-theta training for relaxation. Notch filters are designed to eliminate narrow bands of interference, such as the 50 Hz or 60 Hz noise from power lines. By reducing this interference, notch filters ensure that the EEG data accurately reflect the client's brain activity. Practitioners must select appropriate filter settings based on the neurofeedback protocol and client's needs. Incorrect filtering can distort the EEG signal, leading to inaccurate feedback and reduced training effectiveness. Proper use of filters highlights their importance in defining the quality and relevance of EEG data in neurofeedback. Band-pass filters. Band-pass filters are among the most commonly used filtering tools in neurofeedback, playing a pivotal role in isolating specific EEG frequency ranges while removing extraneous noise. By allowing signals within a defined frequency range to pass through and attenuating frequencies outside this range, band-pass filters enhance the precision of EEG signal analysis and feedback. For example, a band-pass filter set between 8 and 12 Hz isolates the alpha wave range, which is associated with relaxation and meditative states. This precision is crucial for neurofeedback protocols targeting specific mental states, such as alpha-theta training for stress reduction or beta enhancement for focus. The parameters of the band-pass filter, including its cutoff frequencies and roll-off characteristics, determine its effectiveness. Sharp roll-offs ensure minimal overlap with adjacent frequency bands, reducing the risk of contamination from unwanted signals. This capability is particularly important in environments with significant electrical or physiological noise. Modern neurofeedback systems integrate adaptive band-pass filtering algorithms that adjust in real time based on the client's brain activity. These systems provide dynamic and personalized filtering, optimizing the feedback process for each individual. The use of band-pass filters exemplifies the integration of advanced signal processing techniques in neurofeedback, supporting accurate and effective training outcomes. Digital filters. Digital filters are sophisticated signal processing tools employed in neurofeedback systems to refine EEG signals and enhance their interpretability. Unlike analog filters, which rely on physical components, digital filters use mathematical algorithms to isolate relevant frequency bands and suppress noise. This flexibility allows for precise customization of filter parameters, ensuring optimal signal quality. Finite impulse response, FIR, filters are commonly used in neurofeedback due to their stability and accuracy. These filters maintain a linear phase response, ensuring that all frequency components are delayed equally. This characteristic is crucial in preserving the temporal relationships between EEG signals, which are essential for phase coherence analysis. Infinite impulse response, IIR, filters, while less computationally intensive, offer high efficiency in real-time applications. These filters are particularly useful in dynamic neurofeedback systems that require rapid adjustments to filter settings based on the client's brain activity. However, IIR filters may introduce phase distortions, necessitating careful design and calibration. Digital filters also enable advanced techniques such as adaptive filtering, where the filter parameters change in response to variations in the EEG signal. This adaptability enhances the system's ability to manage artifacts and maintain signal fidelity, even in challenging recording conditions. By leveraging the capabilities of digital filters, neurofeedback systems deliver precise and reliable feedback, supporting a wide range of therapeutic interventions. Safety precautions. Safety precautions are paramount in neurofeedback to ensure the well-being of users and the reliability of the system. Exposure to even low levels of electrical current can pose risks, making it essential to incorporate robust safety measures into the design and operation of neurofeedback devices. One critical safety feature is the ground fault interrupt, GFI, circuit, which detects imbalances in current flow and immediately shuts down the system to prevent harm. This feature is particularly important in protecting users from accidental electrical shocks, especially in clinical settings with multiple devices operating simultaneously. Optical isolation provides another layer of safety by separating the user from the electrical components of the system. This technique uses light signals to transmit data between circuits, eliminating the risk of current leakage. Optical isolation ensures that any electrical fault in the device does not affect the user, maintaining a high safety standard. Telemetry, or wireless data transmission, further enhances safety by eliminating direct electrical connections between the user and the system. Wireless neurofeedback devices reduce the risk of current exposure and improve user comfort by allowing greater freedom of movement during sessions. These advancements underscore the importance of integrating comprehensive safety measures into neurofeedback technology.